This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's here. He is our guy, our football guru, Matthew Koller from Purple Insider. Are the Vikings and Kirk breaking up? Is it now inevitable? Let's get to that with Koller, but I want to get to this. I want more text on it because we mentioned this at the end with Adam. Meta was down. So Threads, I don't know, is anybody on Threads? That was out. Instagram out and Facebook out. They're back. Of course, Carter believes it's one of her enemies has done this and they're lying about it. Give me something in your life where if it was not working for a few hours, it would bother you. You would be upset. I'm not talking about like medication or something which is keeping you alive. But if you want to go with something on the lines of something internet related or something else, 2-3 hours, you're just used to it. It's a part of your life. It's an essential part of your life, and it's down. What is it? Among the folks, the Odyssey app, we appreciate you saying that. The New York Times game app. Somebody wants to know if you can avoid the wackos on Twitter. Yes, you can. Speaking of wackos, let's bring Koller in. He's not a wacko. He runs Purple Insider. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Matthew, for 3 hours, something that is essential to you is down, is not working, and you're bummed about it. What is it?
It's probably still Twitter. because I get all of my sports everything from Twitter, and that's where Adam Schefter posts that Kirk Cousins is signing with the Falcons first. So if we were in free agency and all of a sudden Twitter went down and I didn't have, you know, the Adam Schefter alerts and everything else, I would probably be losing my mind. Most of the time, that's not the case. I could take breaks from Twitter, but around free agency time, I definitely need it. Otherwise, chess.com, because I'm always in the middle of, you know, writing articles and things like that, pulling up a chess game, playing real quick. And if it wasn't working, I'd probably be pretty annoyed.
Okay, so this is our guy Harrigan, and I think he has a valid point. He has his segment, often right after your segment during the football season, Am I Wrong? And a couple weeks ago, he said, everybody tells us how complicated and difficult chess is, but recently an eight-year-old beat a grand chess master. How great can it be? How complicated can it be if an eight-year-old beats a grandmaster? Does he have a point?
Well, if he wants to play against the chess grandmaster and then tell me, he can, because I think he'd probably lose in about six or seven moves. You know, the thing about chess, though, is children, you know, can understand the game. Most of the, you know, what do they call them? Prodigy children, you could tell by probably about 4 years old. But we are talking about one in, I don't know, 100 million people end up being some sort of prodigy or something like that. Even me, just like a pretty decent casual player, is, you know, so far away from somebody who's actually truly great. And some people's brains are just wired to play this game. But it is incredibly complex. At the highest level, it's incredibly complex. But I'm not surprised, like, because they're – yeah, right. But also a prodigy. There's eight-year-olds who play piano like geniuses, yes, or play guitar like geniuses. So, yeah. I mean, and those are complicated things as well. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he is dead wrong thinking that.
Oh, he's going to call you right after the show. All right, let's get to it. Almost every week during the season on your mailbag, Purple Insider, it's great. Matthew runs it. He's got a great team. It's really essential now when you're headed to the Cousins decision and free agency, so you better check it out on a regular basis. Sometimes you'd be like, well, I don't think he's coming back. Then maybe he's coming back. So as we sit here and we're just days away from the deadline, the way this contract is, well, you go ahead. You can explain it better than I, but the way the contract is structured, it's almost a requirement for the Vikings to get this deal done by March 13th, or else there's a dead cap hit of $28.5 million. Expand on that, because if the Vikings get this done before, and they really need to seemingly financial to get it done before, that precludes Kirk from negotiating with other teams. So it would seem to me that the Vikings just need to blow him out of the water for him to say, I'm not even going to see what other teams want to say to me and what sort of contract offer they want to provide me.
So that's like 95% of it. But other teams will have their chance to negotiate with him before March 13th for, I believe, a two-day window, the legal tampering window that the NFL created to make believe that tampering wasn't actually going on before, although Kevin O'Connell may have spilled the beans on television when he brought that up, that occasionally in Indianapolis, agents, I saw Mike McCartney walking around, you know, in restaurants and places. So I don't know if he bumped into anybody from Atlanta or Denver or Vegas or not, but I think he may have. But the point is that they can negotiate with him, and he will have his offers in hand and be able to compare it to what the Vikings have by March 13th. But my guess is that the reason people like Mike Florio and others are already putting it out there, like, hey, it looks like he's going to go to Atlanta, is probably because a lot of that tampering went on in Indianapolis. Yeah. And I'm guessing Kirk's side came out of it with a very clear idea of what the offers are going to be officially once those offers can be made. And also guessing the tone of the Minnesota Vikings literally forever regarding Kirk Cousins since Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell got here is they're not going to break the bank. They went with the shortest deal possible when they arrived here in 2022. They had a chance to go all on Kirk after he won 13 games. They did not do it. And throughout this entire thing, we have heard nothing but, we love Kirk. He's our best friend. We love him so much. But it's a negotiation. But, you know, we have a price tag. But, you know, and they've always done that. So I think that, you know, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the reason you hired him is because he understands the value of things, right? And I think that he put a dollar value and a length that they would be comfortable with on Kirk Cousins last year, and Kirk wouldn't do it. And I think they did it again this year. And I believe that that number is beatable for teams that are more desperate for Kirk Cousins than the Minnesota Vikings.
Do you believe Matthew Caller from Purple Insider, we're down to two teams, that it's either Minnesota or Atlanta, or is that too presumptuous? Because, yes, most people have talked about those two teams, but there are too many other teams who need a quarterback, and to say this is down to two, I think is dismissing too many teams.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Atlanta is that they're so far and away the best situation for him to go to. They have built this roster over years of being bad, but that means you get top draft picks. So they've got weapons, they've aligned, they've got an improving defense, a new defensive-minded head coach. The system that they're going to run under Zach Robinson, their offensive coordinator, is pretty much going to be the same as what Kevin O'Connell has been running in Minnesota with different tweaks, but both from the Sean McVay system. Maybe it's been brought up that his wife is from there. I also believe that his personal trainer lives there. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think that's right too. So he could then, instead of flying that guy up to Minnesota or whatever, getting on Zoom calls, just work with him directly as he tries to extend his career. And the other thing is too, Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, is 81 years old, and he hasn't seen the playoffs since 2017. That man wants to get back to the postseason. He wants to host playoff games. He wants to give his franchise a chance to win a Super Bowl before he passes away. I mean, is Kirk always the best route to that? I don't know. But is it a better route than Russell Wilson, a better route than hoping and praying on a draft pick and development, a bet, right? So they are desperate, and they have all the goods. Plus, they play in a horse bleep division that they could win easily with 10 wins, right? I mean, they have the best argument by far. But I also think, if you're Vegas and you're Mark Davis, I mean, look at the history of that guy. Could they go crazy? Of course. You know, could you see Denver doing crazy things with the salary cap to make enough space to get Kirk there? They could do it if they wanted to. And Pittsburgh is the other one that I don't know why Pittsburgh wouldn't want Kirk Cousins.
I agree.
Considering
with
who their quarterback is. So, yeah, no, I agree with you that it's not over. It's just that Atlanta, from his perspective, would be the easiest place to succeed and win right away.
Okay. You mentioned Russell Wilson. Let's talk Russell Wilson and a possible Viking marriage when we come back. It's our guy Matthew Caller. And listen, the Vikings are the story 365 days a year, or I guess this year, 366 days of the year. The Cousins situation is looming. Could Russell Wilson be the guy that could bounce back and is a lot cheaper than Kirk Cousins? Let's discuss with Matthew in moments on CCO. That man, Tom Hauser, is with us in about 45 minutes. Hauser, so impressive, ran his 35th marathon in Tokyo the last few days. So we'll talk to Tom about that experience, and also it's Super Tuesday. We talked a lot of voting in the first hour. Our guy, Mr. Purple Insider, Matthew Caller, is with us. Let me add this, which you probably spotted earlier than I, but Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk on with McAfee this afternoon, And among the things Florio had to say, there's frustrations from Cousins and his family on the Vikings not signing him earlier. So before we get to Russell Wilson and just alternatives, if Kirk isn't the guy, it seems pretty clear that what Kirk wants always is he wants guarantees, Matthew. And so now there's talk, okay, would the Vikings guarantee him this year if they sign him? Yeah, seems like they would, right? But would they guarantee him next year? So Kwesi calls you, says, Collar, I like your stuff. I think you understand this. We can actually get Kirk at a lower number than we expected. But the problem is for us, the conundrum for us is I really don't want to guarantee him for 2 years when he's 36 coming off an Achilles. Do you think a team should guarantee Kirk money, guarantee it for the next 2 years as he seemingly, well, as he achieved every year with the Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, I think that all circumstances are different. I mean, if you are the Atlanta Falcons, then you slide a blank check across the table to Kirk Cousins because you want to make sure that you make the playoffs and that you're competitive. And you've been so bad for so long. You want to find out if John Robinson and Kyle Pitts and Drake London can actually play as opposed to Taylor Heinicke throwing it over their heads. You know, so I think that that's very different from where the Vikings are. I mean, the Vikings need 10 starting players out of 22. That's a lot. That's way too much. So, it just is. Like, how are you going to rebuild that if you're giving so much guaranteed money to Cousins? And the thing is that the more guaranteed money you give, the less you can do to mess with that on the salary cap, unless you want to ruin your entire future, which – you know, I mean, I guess they could, but again, to what end? Because you're not in position to even put a football team on a field right now, much less are you competing with the 49ers, the Eagles, the Cowboys. You're just nowhere remotely close to those teams. And that's the thing with Cousins is that I think Kwesi Adofo-Mensah has known that all along, that they were headed for a situation where they were going to have to rebuild major, major parts of their roster. And that's why they didn't sign Kirk Cousins earlier. I also, from Cousins' perspective, I always wondered, and he's not gone yet, so he could always show back up and say, all right, I'm back. But the fact that they didn't do it last offseason, I wondered how that would stick with him when they negotiated this time around. Mm-hmm. Because they had their chance, and they didn't kind of kiss the ring. They still gave him like a regular offer as opposed to a Viking for life offer last year. And I kind of figured, knowing Kirk, that he would resent that. I mean, just like, this is a guy who said it's about what the dollars represent. Like, he's always had this chip on his shoulder that people don't appreciate him. He's never liked enough. It came across quite a bit in the Netflix thing of kind of the defensiveness about people criticizing and so forth. And I think that what matters the most to him is feeling wanted. I don't like, if they come to you with a 2-year offer, 1-year guarantee, does that feel like Ring of Honor to you? Or does that feel like, I guess we have nobody better? So, you know, I think there's just teams in position to make him feel truly wanted, which is what I think he's really looking for.
For most of their careers, even going back to when they matched up Wisconsin versus Michigan State, most people would say, I'll take Russell Wilson over Kirk Cousins. Not that Kirk was incompetent, but that Russell was very good. And he had all the success in Seattle. And then as he started to slip, at least in the perception of the Seahawks' eyes, and the money was astronomical. And you still had that lingering tension of the whole Russell Wilson persona. Is he genuine? Is it all for the cameras? How legit is it? The Seahawks made a monster trade with the Denver Broncos, which has turned out to be one of the great trades in NFL history, because the Broncos cut him. The Broncos guaranteed Russell Wilson $124 million. They cut him. They're taking an $85 million cap hit. He was better with, you know, Peyton than he was the first year, but because of the money, And because of Peyton's lack of patience, they've let him go. So now you got Wilson out there who has accomplished a lot, might be, you know, you can make the argument, wow, he's really motivated to have one last stand. Because of the money situation, the feeling is the team that signs him isn't going to have to pay him a lot of money. So if you could get, I mean, you tell me, how much money, considering the money that Wilson's still going to get from the Broncos, how much money would you have to give to Russell Wilson? What's your excitement level for that? And if the Vikings sign Wilson, do you then say, okay, now you got to get Nix, now you got to get McCarthy? Or do you say, as you pointed out, they got 10 other starting positions they need to fill. So get Wilson in. Maybe he's close to what Cousins was the year before, and try to build up that defense and see how good you can be compared to the team a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's all a hard pass for me. I think if you sign Russell Wilson, you are asking for Donovan McNabb part two. That, you know, historically, most quarterbacks do not last until they're 42 years old. It's really only Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. But with Russell Wilson...
And me with an Itzeball.
Oh, of course. What was the football that's got the little things on the back that make it fly farther? I mean, if you have that, then you're good. But unless you can make Russell Wilson younger and faster, because the thing about Wilson always and forever was the scrambling. Like, he was unique and special. Before Mahomes was doing what he did, Russell Wilson did a lot of that same stuff. And once that slipped even a little, and the other thing, too, is that Russell Wilson at his peak has maybe the strongest arm in the NFL. I mean, he was a guy who was, what, drafted to Major League Baseball, just a monster arm. If that decreases just a bit, then his height starts to matter. Then you're asking him to drop straight back, read the field, you know, do the things that Kirk Cousins has been trained to do forever. But with Wilson, the way he overcame his height was the playmaking and the arm strength. I don't think either one of those things are anywhere close to what they used to be. So even if he came at a very low price because of the whole offsetting language or whatever, I'm just not interested. I think the Vikings are in a position where you need to draft a quarterback by any means, whether that's trade up or if you like a guy at 11, and then pair that player with Jacoby Brissett or whatever classy veteran that you like. And if they want to take some big swing at like Trey Lance or Sam Darnold or something and hope that one of those busts might have something there, okay. But you need to make sure you draft a quarterback. Like, there's no
can,
real
can
good
I jump
option.
In on Lance? Like, Rich Eisen a couple days ago said one of the things he's hearing is some of the Vikings connected with Lance. I mean, he played so little in college, he still has played so little in the pro game. Does he intrigue you at all? I mean, do we know if he's a bust yet? If he really hasn't played, let's say, like 8 straight games to find out.
Yeah. I mean, yes, he's a bust because the pick didn't work out for the team. But could you someday see him starting for someone and being like, I don't know, remember Vinny Testaverde being so terrible? That's going way back. And then eventually becoming a good quarterback. Like, it does happen. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with Geno Smith, saw it with Ryan Tannehill. I'm interested in that only because the price tag has to be almost nothing. It has to be like a fourth-round pick or something. Right. And if you were taking this scattershot approach of draft Bo Nix, trade for Trey Lance, and sign Sam Darnold and roll the ball out and see who could play quarterback, that's fine with me. I mean, it's kind of what San Francisco did last year in training camp. But do I think that there's some magical upside if Dallas gives them away, if San Francisco gave them away? Probably not. I mean, all those teams are probably seeing something with him that he can't process game at the NFL level, and he's just kind of raw tools that would be a reason he can't make it. But if they were to do it, I mean, you can't criticize, take a shot at it, right?
Purple Insider, among what you've added is a conversation with our mutual friend, Mr. Kevin Seifert from ESPN. There's stories on a regular basis. There's the mailbag. It's great stuff. Always appreciate it, sir. We'll reach out soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Matthew Collar, check him out. Can we have strong opinions, but can we still have a conversation? Because I question it day after day. And what happened yesterday is another example. We'll discuss in moments after traffic and weather on CC. The bumper theme today, since it's Super Tuesday, anything with super, either in the song or the artiste, Supertramp here. Okay, I'm not for dull. I'm not for no opinion. But man, the discourse leaves me shaking my head a lot. And I get that certain topics, certain comments, certain individuals, we all might find, individuals amongst us, myself included, may find in particular an outlier, outrageous, insulting, phenomenal, amazing, fantastic. But we just have so much prejudging right away. And our Bob Fletcher conversation from yesterday is another example. I've interviewed Bob Fletcher, I don't know, half dozen times, 10 times, I forget how many times. He's been a part of the law enforcement community for a long time. And Bob Fletcher is one of those individuals. It's why I have him on. Number one, he shows up. He's different than a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle. Where can I go to get softballs, or where can I go to get really, I don't know, just somebody's on my team? Bob Fletcher just answers questions. And hey, you're a print journalist, you're a radio journalist, you're a talk show host, you're just conventional journalist, whatever. And again, you know, Fletcher's one of those guys that a lot of people can love, or he can really tick them off. Bob Fletcher, I thought, made a lot of good points yesterday, including his concern on the attacks on law enforcement. And, you know, his quote, and I will give credit to Fox 9 because I saw the story about the deputy shot. It was on my list of things. Hey, are we going to talk about it? But it went even further when Fox 9 did an excellent job and they interviewed the Ramsey County Sheriff, and he said, are you going to care about us when we're alive? Now, Bob Fletcher is pointing the finger at politicians for helping to foster this anti-law enforcement belief. I was surprised, and I tried with Bob multiple times yesterday, because I think if somebody says something that definitive and they're known as someone who gives strong opinions, if you're my business, you should try to get Bob Fletcher to be precise. Who are you talking about? Which politicians? Because many of our texters are going to say, well, it's Tim Walz, it's Keith Ellison. Now, he was talking state officials, because I think some are still upset about how Jacob Fry handled the rioting, but he talked about state officials. So I tried to get him to say who he was alluding to. He would not, but he then said, hey, it's pretty clear if you look back at their comments 4 years ago. And so we picked up on that and other points. And again, listen, if you come away from any conversation, you're like, okay, that was fine. That's okay. That's a little bit on me, by the way, because I wanted to stand out. You know, the point of radio is, what are you providing in content where an individual is going to say, boy, I'm going to give all 3 hours of that show, or I'm going to give the 15 minutes I'm in the car of the show, or I'm going to podcast the show. So memorable. And hopefully it's genuine. It's not fake. Right? Fletcher is genuine. He's not fake. And he gets a reaction from people. And what saddened me is on, because Jason picked up on it, talked about it on the show, talked about it on Twitter, how much he enjoyed listening to the back and forth. It it turns into, in this case, you're either pro-police or you're anti-police. We do have some who, no matter what, will defend the police. And we do have some who, no matter what, will criticize the police. They're the outliers. Because you should be allowed to have a nuance, in particular, conversation without generalization after generalization. And that's what it turns out. There are a lot of really great, insightful text here. Let me never downplay that. And I thank folks who offer up those opinions, including really strong opinions who disagree with me. If you back it up in your beliefs, you back it up in facts, even if we don't see eye to eye, that's fine. But if I criticize Chauvin, which I will continue to say the right legal decision was rendered. I think, to me, it's crystal clear. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. You get to disagree. If I criticize Derek Chauvin, or I criticize another individual police officer, and then you automatically assume, well, I'm anti-police. Well, that's lazy on you. Because there are too many police officers or folks in law enforcement to come on this show or who I know, or there are too many incidents of people I don't know at all, and I will praise them. No one industry can you say they're all great. On the whole, do I think most police officers are good, very good, and great? I do. And including defund the police, I called it out instantly. The recent one, if we don't need more police officers for safety, I think that's utter nonsense. I think Fletcher is right when he talks about the number of police officers who might leave Minneapolis soon, so another 100-plus might leave. Bron O'Hara addressed some of that with Adam and Jordana today. But we have got to stop just every single time. I know already. Now, we do have, like, hosts who are very proud to be, conservatives and even further the right, or folks who are liberal or further the left. If you want to say, hey, I'm not surprised by where they stand in the issue and that's who they are, that's fine. But the automatic, you're either with me or against me versus, let's actually, I don't know, what a crazy concept. If you're on Twitter, actually listen to the interview. Or exchanging the ideas before I automatically knew it, I never believed you, or I was with you no matter what. And I think it's sad that we've lost so much of that discourse. That doesn't mean there aren't parts where you're like, just what a buffoon this guy is, or this is cruel, or that was just spectacular, you know? But man, people just don't want to listen. It's just the echo chamber. And they continue to seek it out in so many aspects of their life, as opposed to, I'm going to consume a variety of information and be further informed. And my overall, specific or broad-based opinion may not change, but hot take information's good. Including, in a genuine way, listening to viewpoints where you don't necessarily hear them as much or agree with them, but maybe you learn something, or maybe it just further buttresses your belief on your principles. And I think it's concerning that this continues to take place. On the pro-police, anti-police silliness of that narrative, you want to chime in on that? By the way, I said narrative, just give me a buzzer, because I hate the word. But that fallback for people. You want to chime in on that? And just the overall inability for us to have conversations. I think it's sad that it's where we're at this point. Your Linus construction time check is 154, excuse me. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. Friend of mine just gave me a good line that I think makes a lot of sense. Most people listen so they can respond instead of listening so they can learn. That's a good one. That is an excellent one. All of us on every topic out there can learn more information. Okay? We all can learn more information, and sometimes it allows us to, by the way, reinforce our argument by hearing a different belief, and it can further enforce or it can further enhance your belief. Or, oh no, I just learned something and it allowed me to think more about an issue and give credit, greater credibility to the other side. There's nothing wrong with that. Among the texts coming in, I would love more. 651-461-9226. My two main takeaways from your Bob Fletcher interview yesterday. One, threats against law enforcement officers are up, and that needs to stop if we want to be able to staff agencies. I'm going to get to two in a second. What is happening and the attacks, the pathetic increase on attacks against law enforcement has to be slowed dramatically. Unacceptable. The lawlessness and targeting these individuals is horrifying, and the numbers are going up, and that's indefensible. Just reacted, number one, with my own view. Two, most law enforcement officers agree that Derek Chauvin was in the wrong and deserved what he got. I don't know about that one. I think there's a lot who agree with that view, but I'm not going to lie. Listen, there are a lot of officers who believe Chauvin followed training, that Floyd's actions and his resistance, and they've defended him. Do I think more thought the legal decision was right? Yes. But to act like there aren't a number of officers who believe in what Derek Chauvin did, I disagree. I don't personally agree with them, but they're absolutely entitled to their view. Our government, Waltz, I don't know why so many people call him Waltz. Is this supposed to be like a criticism? You call him Waltz? All of this he burned, and that's their fault. They did not protect Minneapolis. They were wrong, 100% wrong. At some point, you have to keep going forward. And I just don't think enough people are willing to go forward. That's just my view.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.